In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Today we start Lent. Lent means spring, and it's an early Lent. So I'm telling you, Lent begins with Ash Wednesday. We, during these 40 days, need to intensify everything we're doing all year round. My friend Danny said to me, "I'm doing all those things." I said, "Yes, now you have to intensify." What are the things we need to intensify? Prayer. Being with Jesus. Looking to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. We need to intensify prayer. Being with Jesus. Listening to Jesus in the Word of God. What else? Almsgiving. Giving money to the church, to the poor. Almsgiving. Intensify it during Lent so that it's more than what we usually do. And then fasting. I can honestly say I have not fasted in a long time. So maybe the Lord's going to help me to fast this year and to intensify our fast. So I'm telling you, Lent has begun, and you have 40 days, and I have 40 days. And what will we do with the 40 days? Will we come closer to the Lord Jesus, or will we waste these 40 days? It's up to us. We need the grace not to waste these 40 days. I'm reading from Psalm 51. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." Oh, the tender mercies of God. This is the year of mercy. He wants to bestow mercy upon you. He wants to bestow mercy upon me. Yes, this is the year of mercy. "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." How is that done? Through the blood of Jesus. That the blood of Jesus would come upon me to wash me thoroughly from my sins and from my iniquity and from my transgressions. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus is what we need to wash us clean. "For I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before thee." Oh yes, but once we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive our sins through the power of the blood of Jesus. "Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge." Oh God, I thank you that you did not come to the earth to judge us, but you've come to the earth to save us. Oh yes, we can all talk about the evil we've done, but I'm telling you, that's why we go to confession. So let it go, let it go, let it go. The devil is a liar. I was speaking to someone yesterday, and she was being lied to by the devil. And you know what? She needs to let it go because she did the best that she could. And God only knows that she went over the best. But you see, now she's being tormented by someone who wants to rob her of peace. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I know this person. This person did the best she could. And this is over now. She doesn't need to accept the garbage from the evil one. She needs to say, "Yes, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. You are the merciful God. I trust you. You are the merciful God. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." or we are all born with original sin. You can tell original sin from a child that's starting to talk. What's the first words that he says? Mine. It's mine. I'm telling you, that's why we baptize children. But baptizing children is not enough. We need to give our life to Jesus as we grow up. We need to surrender our life to Jesus as we grow up. In sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Oh, how I need to know wisdom. Wisdom that comes from God. Wisdom that comes from God, not torment. Sin, I'm telling you, sin is not something that should torment you. You have the sacrament of confession to go to so that you're not tormented. Once you go, you let it go. You let it go. You can't be scrupulous. Doesn't lead anywhere. You know, people that are scrupulous are proud because they think they have to be perfect. No one is perfect in the sight of God, only Jesus. Purge me with hyssop, that I shall be clean. Wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Yes, when the blood of Jesus covers our sin, oh yes, whiter than snow. Snow white, beautiful. It's so beautiful. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Oh, yes, it's time to rejoice. It's time to rejoice that God has forgiven our sins, that this is the year of mercy. It's time to rejoice. It's time to rejoice. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Oh, yes, Lord. Don't let my heart be aimed toward the darkness, but only toward the light. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Yes, Lord. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Amen. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Jesus said, anyone who comes to me, I will never reject. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. If you take your Holy Spirit from me, Father, I have nothing. I have nothing. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Yes. Give me joy that you have shed your blood for me, and you have been raised from the dead, and that you have cleansed me, that I'm whiter than snow when I confess my sins. Yes, yes, yes. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Oh, yes. Again, the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Ghost. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. I will teach sinners your ways. But you must always remember that we are no better than the sinners we teach the ways. The only way we're better is that Jesus had washed us with his precious blood, with his holy blood. Let's continue. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. We never bring to other people something that we're better than they are. We are all sinners saved by grace. Hallelujah. Mother Teresa was a sinner saved by grace. Yes, we're all sinners saved by grace if we know Jesus. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. Oh, yes, he is the God of my salvation. He is my salvation. There is no other name under heaven which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. And my tongue shall ring out your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Hallelujah. I know you're not supposed to say hallelujah during Lent, but sometimes I just can't help it. That the Lord himself has covered me with the blood of Jesus and put praise in my mouth. Oh, yes, it's time to praise the Lord. For you desire not sacrifice, else I would give it. In other words, obedience is greater than sacrifice. We heard that yesterday. You delight not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Oh, yes. You see, I'm talking to that woman again. You have a broken spirit, a contrite heart. Give it to Jesus. Just give it to Jesus. Let him cover it with the blood. Let him give you grace. Let him give you peace. Let him give you mercy. It's the year of mercy, and that's what God wants to give you. And no one who comes to Jesus will he ever cast out. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings, the whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar. Yes, it all starts with have mercy upon me, O God, in your kindness. And God wants to show you mercy today. God wants to show you mercy today. He does not want you to think that he does not forgive. You might have had 3 or 4 abortions. God wants to show you mercy today. You got to go to confession and confess it. Please do not torment yourself if you've had 4 abortions. Do not torment yourself. Your children wait for you in heaven by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. Do not hold this any longer. It will destroy you. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who find life weary, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. We go back to the story of David and Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. This little David is going to fight this big giant. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight, for you are but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and that took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he hath defied the armies of the living God. I see. David knows that he's going after the Philistine, not in his own name, but in the name of the God of hosts, the God of armies, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. David knows where his power comes from. You people say to me, Father Tom, how can you keep on preaching? I know where my power comes from. It's not me, it's the Lord speaking through me many times. I just do the best I can. I do the best I can, and you know what? God does the best. He makes my words like arrows to touch people's heart. So we see that David is going to go to beat the Philistine. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and he armed him with the coat of mail. I'm telling you, David looks kind of funny like this. It's not his style. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these. I have not proved them. David took them off, and he took his staff in his hand and chose five smooth rocks or stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Okay, we see that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. And the Philistine came on and drew the spear unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. He was trying to ridicule him. You little runt, what are you doing here? I'm a big man of war. What are you sending against me, a dog? See, he tries to intimidate David. For he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that you come against me with the sling? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. He's trying to scare David. Then said David to the Philistine, You come to me with sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Okay, David knows where his power is coming from. I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Your head will be cut off, and the Lord God of hosts has given me the power to do this. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take your head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You see, it's all about God. It's all about God. It's not about David. It's not about David's power. It's all about God. David's going to destroy the Philistine with a rock. And you know what? This was the impossible thing to do, but David knew where his power came from. Do you know where your power comes from? Do you know where your gifts come from? I'm telling you, they come from the Lord God of hosts, and we need to use these gifts today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and not with spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you me, he will give you into my hands. The battle is the Lord's. Whose battle are you fighting? Are you fighting your battle? Am I fighting my battle? The battle is the Lord's, yes. It is the Lord God of hosts that fights for us, the God of armies that fight for us. It is Jesus Christ, his Son, who fights for us through the power of his death, burial, and resurrection. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, and the stone sunk deep into his forehead, and he fell upon the face of the earth. David knows that the power comes from the Lord of hosts. You come with sword and shield. I come in the name of the Lord God of Israel. The battle is the Lord's. And I want to tell you very, very clearly that the battle belongs to the Lord. It doesn't belong to you. David slew the Philistine with one rock into his head. Why? Because the battle is the Lord's. The Lord was with David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath, therefore, and slew him and cut off his head. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Oh, they fled. Why? Because Goliath is dead. Goliath is dead. The big, big Goliath was beaten by a little guy. A little guy who had God backing him up. Do you know that God backs you up? Do you know that God backs me up? Do you know that God cares about us so much that he backs us up? It is not by might, it is not by power, it's by my spirit, says the Lord. And the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they came to the valley and to the gates at Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Shaarim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. In other words, they went and got everything that was in their tents. We must see again, it's not by power, might, it's by my spirit, says the Lord. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of his army, Abner, whose son is this, this youth? And Abner said, as your soul lives, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, inquire upon whose son this is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hands. And Saul said to him, whose son are you, young man? And David answered, I am the son of your servant Jesse, the one from Bethlehem. I tell you, God knows how to do things. We do not come in our own power. We come in the power of the name of Jesus. There is no other name by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. We defeat our enemies by our story, what God has done through us, and by the blood of the Lamb. We know that it's not by might, it's not by power, it is by my spirit, says the Lord. It is all about mercy, that God wants to show mercy to you today because he loves you. It is wonderful that you go get ashes and put them on your head, but that says you're going to intensify during this time of Lent your prayer, your giving, and your fasting. Yes, you're going to intensify it. We need the mercy of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out your mercy upon us. We need you to pour out your mercy upon us. Without your mercy, we cannot stand. We cannot stand. Yes, Lord, we present to you a broken spirit, a humble, contrite heart. We present to you who we are. Nothing without Jesus, nothing without the Holy Spirit, nothing without the Father, but we have God, the Trinity, living in our lives, and we are not nothing. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. You are his person, the sheep of his pasture. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You're thinking, you know, what can I do for Lent? Today starts 40 days for life in front of the abortion mill in Boston. Oh, you can go any day in the morning just to go and pray. This is very important. When people are out there, the people get ashamed and they don't go in. Only God knows how many have gone in, not gone in, because people have been out there praying. So I'm telling you, 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, 40 days of prayer. It's the Planned Parenthood. Nothing to do with parenthood. It's all about killing children. That's what they're doing. They're killing children. And we need people to go outside the Planned Parenthood place and pray. That's all we want you to do, is to pray. God will do the rest. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. This is the year of mercy. Mercy comes upon you today because you are loved with an everlasting love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.